Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hi, I am Riley Batson, a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the Cahill Campus of the University of the West Indies. On this day, May 22, 1956, Barclays Bank opened its new air-conditioned offices on Broad Street in Bridgetown. According to the Barbados Advocate, the company's origins in Barbados date back as far as 1837, when the Colonial Bank opened for business and began a long, successful association with the people of the colony until 1926, when it merged with the National Bank of South Africa and the Anglo-Egyptian Bank to form Barclays Bank DCO. The operations of the business quickly expanded to such an extent that by 1946, the bank had 21 offices throughout the British Caribbean, a number that had increased to 62 by 1955. It had also invested £2.5 million in various development schemes throughout the British Caribbean. The idea of constructing a new building to house the Barbadian offices was under consideration before the start of World War II in 1939. However, construction actually began in 1952, after the demolition of the old building. The Advocate reported that the new building was a three-story steel frame and reinforced concrete structure supported on concrete pile foundations. The paper went on to say that the construction was fire-resisting and was designed to withstand earthquake shocks and the energy of hurricanes. The Advocate also described the building as possessing walls and columns faced with Italian marble. The building had a public space with a floor of polished terrazzo incorporating mother-of-pearl chippings, and the suspended ceiling was paneled with special sound-absorbent acoustic tiles within beams of molded fibrous plaster. It was also equipped with a lay light composed of concrete and glass lenses that diffused natural light over the middle of the hall. The counters, cashier's enclosures, and screens to side rooms were made of West India mahogany, and there were a number of elevators providing access to the upper floors. The exterior of the building was said to be designed in classical tradition and laced with artificial stones locally made from crushed Barbados coral and pink cement. In 2002, Barclays PLC and CIBC West Indies Holdings amalgamated to form CIBC First Caribbean. In December 2006, that company bought Barclays' share of the company and became the majority shareholder of First Caribbean. First Caribbean now occupies the imposing edifice that was opened on this day, May 22, 1956, and which the Advocate described as lending dignity and a sense of stability to Bridgetown.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.